الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we spoke yesterday about preparation, and this is preparation to make a connection. Now, having assessed what the current state is, let me give you an example of making a connection. I'm sure many of you have done this or seen an electrician doing it. When an electrician wants to connect two wires leading to the source of power, what is the first thing he does? He cuts the insulation which is on the wire so that the inside copper wire is exposed. And then he, if necessary, depending on the condition of the copper wire, if necessary, the electrician then rubs the copper wire, sometimes with something abrasive, so that the copper is clean and pure. And all the copper oxide, the green stuff which is on copper, if it's exposed to the air, all of that is rubbed off and clean, and you have the clean, shining copper wire. And then he connects that end to the other end, which is the source of power and current flows. And that is the same principle as far as connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, is to first cut off the insulation. Now, what is the insulation? The insulation is this dunya. The insulation is this imaginary world that we are living in, where everything around us tells us that enjoyment of life is here. It tells us that power and glory is here. It tells us that name and fame are everything. It tells us that we need to be loved by the people, and we need to do what it takes to be loved by the people, even if that is something which displeases and angers our Creator. That insulation is the love for this dunya, for its pleasures, the love of this world, the love of the pleasures of the world, the love of luxury, the love of wealth, the love of possessions, the love of things, and all of this contrasted with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there's nothing wrong in liking what we have. There's nothing wrong in loving our family. There's nothing wrong in loving, even in loving our possessions. But what is wrong is when that love exceeds its boundaries. And this is true for all kinds of things. The problem is when we exceed our boundaries. There's nothing wrong with anger, but what becomes a problem is when the anger exceeds its boundaries and violates the rights of somebody else. There is nothing wrong in desire, except when that desire exceeds its boundaries and you start desiring something which you have no right to do, right to desire, and so on. So therefore, the issue of the insulation on the wire, and this wire is our heart, the insulation on this wire is all of these things. One of the most insulating things, one of the greatest things that insulates us from the Noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arrogance, is the feeling that I am somebody and something, that I am worth something, that I am worthy of respect, that I am worthy of being looked up to, and so on and so forth. So these are things which are insulated. And as I said, one of the biggest hijabs, one of the biggest curtains between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the curtain of arrogance. And strangely, this is a curtain that is specific to people with knowledge, specific to people with wealth. So it is the curtain of, I always say, this is the curtain, the hijab of the ulama and the kings, people in authority and people with knowledge. So those who have knowledge must really, specifically ask themselves this question. Somebody asked me, I was in Oxford, as you know, last week for the International Conference on Islamic Education. And a young alim from one of the Darul Ulooms in the UK, he came to me and he listened to my speech and so on. And then he came to me and he said, Sheikh, I want to ask you, are you an alim? So I started laughing. So he said, why are you laughing? I said, if you are asking me whether I graduated from a madrasa, the answer is yes. But if you are asking me if I am an alim, I said, how am I supposed to answer this question? Does studying in a madrasa for 6-8 years make you an alim? Does doing reading a few books make you an alim? Who is an alim? I said, think for yourself. I said, define for me. Who is an alim? Al-alim is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's alimul ghaybi wa shahada. So who is an alim in a human sense? So if somebody says, are you an alim? How are you supposed to answer that question? How did the ulama answer this question? The people who really may, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is what, but I'm saying the people who really were people of knowledge, not people who pretend to be people of knowledge. People who are really people of knowledge. Read the history of our own Salaf. How did they answer that question? When somebody says, are you an alim? How did they answer that question? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do to Musa alayhi salam? When Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of the Waqt, and the Nabi also of the stature of Musa alayhi salam, Sahibul Sharia, a man of among the Ulul Azm, Minar Rusul, a Rasul of Allah, among the greatest of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a man asked him, are you the most knowledgeable person here? And he said yes, and that was an absolutely, perfectly, factually correct answer. He was the most knowledgeable person, because who can be more knowledgeable than a Nabi? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu didn't like even that from Musa alayhi salam. And he sent him to Khidr. And he said that there is knowledge and knowledge, and there is, yes, you are knowledgeable, but there is also knowledge that you do not have. So the whole issue is this of kibar, of knowing I am somebody, I am something, I am an alim, I am a king, I am a president of a company, I am a managing director and so on. I said these are the very important things for us to understand, that these are the greatest insulators. Insulate us, and they insulate us from that which is the only thing of value, which is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They insulate us from those things which are the real things of value. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is beneficial for us, and to help us to understand that we are in need of this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and help us to prepare ourselves. So my submission to you is to look at what are the insulators on your connectors. What are the insulators of your heart? These will be different for different people. Wealth is not important to everybody. Name and fame is not important to everybody, and so on and so forth. It's not a standard prescription. We have to look individually, each one of us, and see what is it that is clouding my perception. What is the insulation on my heart? And then we need to work to remove that insulation. And be prepared, of course, as I said, it is sometimes, and most of the time, it's very painful. Because it has to be rubbed, and it's using abrasive material, so to speak. And that's why it's very important for us to be mentally prepared for that. And to understand that the final reward for it, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something which, how can I say, if I tell you that is worth it, that's the understatement of a lifetime. You have to understand that, and you have to really believe in that yourself. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain.